There's the music.
Do, baby. Yes.
This is Race Wars. Race
Wars.
With Kurt Metzger.
You're out of your fucking mind, dude.
And Sherrod Small.
Settle down, bitch. Nigga. Yeah, we them boys. Well, Mike, what's the name of your show again? The podcast? You had one you couldn't say the name of.
The Michael Brooks Show.
No, you had a different show. No, I heard of a different podcast.
Michael Brooks Show. I also co-host the Majority Report. I don't know what you're talking about.
Well, you got a bunch of dudes in here today. It's a bunch of dudes on Race Wars.
Base Phillip in the building.
Yeah, start Tizzy to the fist.
Man School.
Let's
get it in.
This is Man School this week, man.
That's it.
It's all dudes. We had a bunch of broads in here the last couple shows.
Get them out of here.
There's a bunch of yapping fucking broads from Jessica.
Cackling.
From Michelle. Jessica Michelle.
Oh, in party. Right.
She's a comic. And who we had in here? Abby Feldman. Rose. There's a bunch of people.
Yeah, a lot of folks. A
bunch of women in here.
A lot of cackling.
And then fucking Freehand was here. And a bunch of women, because it was Women's Month. But today we got all dudes. Dante Nero's in the building. Dante, say what's up.
What's going on? Let's get it in.
You brought one of your boys with you.
Yeah.
Who is he?
Michael Brooks.
You know,
Michael Brooks Show.
He better not be a goddamn Donnie Brasco now. I don't like you bringing new white people around. I'm a goddamn. Is he Brasco?
He's all in.
Hey,
all
get
in.
Some Donnie?
All in.
No. Sonny Black.
Sonny Black?
Yeah, excuse you.
Oh, we all fell for Sonny, man. Poor Sonny.
Yeah.
He was just trying to do right and they tricked him.
Sonny Black.
Sonny was a good man, man.
Sonny Black, he did nothing wrong.
Didn't he take his own life in real life? How did he go out? He killed himself. After the embarrassment of it.
Yeah, he killed himself. Well, no. That was the Pacino dude killed himself. Sonny Black was the...
Oh, no, Sonny, that's right. Right,
the
you're
real
right.
asshole.
You're right.
That's, I'm not comparing myself to Pacino in that movie.
But Pacino, that's who I thought you was.
That character. No.
I felt bad for him.
No, I'm Sonny Black.
Sonny Black was the asshole.
The genuinely bad guy.
Yes.
Yeah, that's me. Exactly.
Dick Cox, thanks for coming back. You're making drinks for us. Thank you, brother.
Hoorah! Happy to have you there, sir.
Yes. The drinks are amazing. Dante's already falling in love with it.
I'm loving this, man.
Tell the people what you made for us.
I made Kentucky Mules, Woodford Reserve Bourbon, Gosling's Ginger Beer, a slice of lime, and for the rest of the gentlemen except for Mr. Dante, a red Solo cup.
And a little twist of love.
There's a lot of love in there.
Southern art in the cold weather.
I mean, it feels good. I mean, thanks for coming back and making drinks for us. Mike, thanks for coming, man. I really appreciate it.
It's my pleasure.
Now, do you really... Now, what's your podcast? What's your story? Now, tell me. Break it down for me.
All right, so...
You're from where?
You interested in rings?
Rings and things you sing about? Bring them out.
That was Donnie Brasco, right? That's how he got in, right?
With the rings.
Then he had the rings at the bar.
There's a lot of Brasco going on.
One of my favorite movies, so you brought up the right reference. So I host my own show, Michael Brooks Show.
Okay.
Politically Oriented, and I co-host Majority Report with Sam Cedar.
Okay, well, Sam. Yeah, so I know Sam Cedar.
Yeah. So that's where I come from. And what happened was...
What had happened was...
We got an email about Dante's journey with the Proud Boys, or the Proud Boys, or whatever.
Well, who what was the journey?
Gavin McGinnis, the alt-right. You know, I was the head of a white supremist group. You didn't know that?
No, I didn't know.
He was the black head of a
white supremacist
group.
Well, you gotta get these jobs. You gotta get a job where you can get it. That's a economy. Yeah. Should they hiring? Yeah. I need a job over there. I'm a chocolate black dude to fucking pay a bill, motherfucker.
I had a bunch of guys sitting and being like, Dante, a two-part question. If you people would get off of your asses and stop committing crime, don't you think this country would be a decent place to live in again? And two, my wife hasn't blown me in 3 years. She
brought me out. And I was like, I'm going to take the second part of that question. The first and the last part, and not at all.
So I heard the interview with Dante because a listener sent it in to me.
So was you and Guinness?
Guinness had me come on.
Okay. On his show on Kumia Network.
He was on Kumia Network.
Is he not on there now?
Nah, he's gone.
I don't know. Where's he now?
Some other shit. He's doing some other shit.
Okay, I didn't know that. Okay, so you were on there when it was on Kumia thing.
I used to come on his, and then I was like, and they
Guinness
made
was on
me.
The, I mean, Gavin's been on the show many a time.
Yeah. And I made...
Been on live shows, Race Wars, yeah.
Right, and I had a thing where... You know, I was trying to give young, mediocre white boys some guidance.
Okay. Trying to help them out.
That's actually not a bad podcast title either. But so I heard the interview with Don, because somebody said, look, you got to listen to this interview. It's really interesting, how this process happened, blah, blah, blah. And I knew who Dante was, probably from hearing some podcast or something. And I went and I reached out to him to come on my show to talk about the story. And then Dante hits me back and he's like, I've been hearing you laugh at Republicans for years.
I was about to ask, where do you stand in all this political? Are you a lefty or righty? Do you consider yourself lefty or righty? Or are you just a dude in the middle?
I'm a communist.
You're a socialist?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, so you want to share all, everybody have the same dollars?
I want to take all your shit, Sherrod.
Yeah, I got nothing. You got nothing to take from me. Absolutely. Unless you want a Nintendo Switch, you can share
all,
with
all your little.
We can share that shit.
That's comedy, not even his coat.
Your comedy shillings. No, I mean, but I don't think that. I mean, in my look, that's not real. I mean, yeah, as far as like breaking up wealth,
you sound like you grew up around black people. Now you, I'm determining some black set on you. Fucking, what fucking all black high school did you go to?
My home.
Where, you grew up. You was homeschooled.
Yeah, it's homeschooled.
Homeschooled.
That's right.
All
right.
Yeah. So your mother taught you. Your father taught you. Who did it?
That both of them.
Both of them. Okay.
Yeah, both spoken regularly.
And you grew up what religiously?
Not religious.
Hippie?
But your family.
Hippie.
He was baptized in something.
He
was baptized somewhere.
Yoga.
There was no church, you never baptized?
No, honestly.
Okay.
I wasn't. I mean, my father's Jewish.
Okay.
Yeah, but it wasn't, no. We
and you never went to temple?
Like on Hanukkah.
I'm bad Jew.
Yeah,
you're an awful Jew. Do you hear him?
Oh, yeah.
Oh, you know, you hear him? There's some people over here talking shit.
Oh, and the occupation, too.
And end the occupation. Are you against the occupation of Palestine?
Yeah, of course.
Why? What you got to do with it? You ain't even been to temple. What you care?
I've been there.
You've been to Israel?
I've been to the West Bank.
Have you been over there?
I've been to Palestine and Israel.
Yeah. Okay, now what would your experience like that over there? Did that change your mind?
No.
Or did you think that already?
No, my politics were already like that, but it was definitely, I spent some time in Jordan. With an ex girlfriend, actually, and it was funny because
she's a brown girl.
She was a Jewish girl from Long Island, but she spoke Arabic fluently, and she was very dark skinned.
She liked what she liked.
Yeah,
now so she into can. What she into now.
Don't worry.
I'm surprised she didn't speak German. We all freaks. We want to fuck whoever tried to kill our grandparents.
That's it.
That's just how it is.
My Palestinians didn't try to kill her grandparents.
Give it
trying
a chance.
To kill us.
Give it time.
What are you talking about?
Give them some time.
Yeah, you got to get the timelines.
But
right.
No, this fight for going off. You know, Golda Meir. I mean, somebody's grandparents was back then, and now
somebody,
that was still the same. That was the same Palestinians and stuff.
That was a lower tier.
You know, those
Nazis
people have grandkids now, right?
That was lower tier than Nazis.
I'm just saying, grandparents dying from by the hand of others.
Grandparents always.
And don't think Palestine. That fight is older than grandparents.
That fight's it's great grandparents.
I just wanted to make sure you knew I was right. I wanted to make sure we had that established.
Are those people called nursing assistants that kill the grandparents though?
That too. Only if you pay them an extra $50.
Oh, okay.
Get that will done. Be careful what you
talk about in public. But I mean, when I went there, I think that if a lot of people who went to Israel Palestine who had just even
now, when you were
like,
hanging there, did they know right away this motherfucker ain't from here?
So you know what?
Because you look Irish.
That's the other half.
So there
we got it. Well done. Good categorization.
You got some Fenian in you. I can see a Fenian bastard or a proddy cunt.
Because you know that. Well, no, that was definitely not
proddy.
Not proddy.
Okay,
Fenian. You want to try to get kneecaps or on? The Jewish family is a lot nicer than the Irish family.
I believe that.
Yeah, but when we came through Jordan, so we got detained at the border for like 8 or 9 hours.
Really?
And I remember
scary?
It was, you know, it was more frustrating.
Okay.
Because, I mean, I think, so like, we went through like several rounds of interrogations, and I remember two things I'll share with you which were funny. One was that the first interrogation that I had, they actually, and you know, it's not like that serious, they're just trying to give you a hard time.
Right.
But they had, you know, where Dante is, one woman in front of me, and then the guy who's asking me questions is where you are, so he's in the periphery, whatever.
Right.
And the thing was that he really had that accent.
Yeah.
He really was.
It's like, let me get two falafels. Y'all got shawarma?
Right.
Let me get one of them shawarmas, two falafels, nigga.
And I remember
you want white sauce? White sauce, hot sauce.
That's how comfortable I felt. I looked at it, I was like, guys, I understand, but I don't get what he's saying.
Right.
So I can't do this process with you.
You couldn't understand him.
I can't understand him.
Right.
And then the second bar, this woman brought me in, and she, you know, she's asking, she's like, your girlfriend, you're traveling with, she's staying in Iman, she's studying Arabic, but you say she's Jewish, why doesn't she study Hebrew? And I said, because she wants a job. Right? Like, she's studying international relations. Like, there's more flexibility in that. And then by the end of it, after literally the whole day, this guy came up to us, who was like a real you know, Lacoud dude, and he came up and he was like,
"Sorry,"
and he's like, "I have a good news and a bad news." and at this point, it's and this is where I did
get sounds like a Barack movie.
That was my experience.
Borat. Yeah, what's the name of that dumb dumb?
Borat. Right? Yeah. And this is where I got scared because if they had closed the border down, so I was like, the worst case is that one of us is cleared to go and one of us isn't.
Yeah.
Right. And,
right.
And then I guess they'll just send us back to Jordan.
It's like a romantic comedy.
That's gonna be a big, yeah.
It could be romantic.
Yeah.
She's stuck in one place getting beat. You somewhere else shopping.
I'm like, I'm going to go connect to my roots in Jerusalem. I'll see you later.
Will they ever link up?
Yeah.
Ah, it's beautiful.
No, but he goes, no, but this is what connects all Jewish people, even if you disagree with the politics. Because he goes, the bad news is we ruin your day. The good news is welcome to Israel. I was like, you motherfucker.
You gotta respect that.
No, I did. He was the guy I liked.
That is too funny.
I liked him.
Yeah. And how long ago was this trip?
I was in 2010.
Oh, you and that girl is done. You done with that bitch.
Done.
You done moved on from her.
Yeah, how you know he didn't fall in love with her? Like,
nope. Because he didn't tell me the rest of the romantic comedy.
All right.
No, I asked the guy to tell her to break up. To tell her that it was over.
In Arabic?
Yeah.
The
massage
guy. He said the bad news is he's breaking up with you.
The additional bad news is...
Is your personal 9/11.
Well, you had somebody else looking at you, too, I guarantee
right.
you.
Right, I'm sure.
Because you're an American citizen, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
So when you guys got detained by international law...
Break it down.
The Jordanians had to notify the American government.
Boom.
A telex gets sent to the American embassy.
Yeah, but the Jordanians were cool, though.
Yeah, but
they named after Michael Jordan, so yeah, why wouldn't they be a cool country? No, it's Michael Jordan's country. Why wouldn't they be a cool bunch of dunkers?
This is an unknown thing about American Marines, though.
Break it down.
Okay, so anytime that happens and an American gets detained in any foreign country, they notify the consulate. Or the embassy.
Right. That's what happened when I got arrested in Mexico. Well, not me, my boys.
Right. Okay.
Got arrested in Mexico.
Right.
I actually had to get them out.
Right.
And this was over something that Ja Rule and them did. And this is a true story.
And they thought it was like the fire festival.
DMX and Ja Rule did some shit. And they thought my boys did it.
So you set up a festival and
you set up a festival in Mexico?
Yeah, it was a Puff Daddy thing. The Puff Daddy festival that he did every year. And all college people went down to it, made this whole thing. But yeah. And I bailed out 8 dudes.
Really?
And only 5 were my friends.
Oh, wow.
And I was like, I'm not going to leave these other black dudes locked in here.
Yeah.
Fucking Mexicans beating on them.
Yeah.
So I bailed them out, too.
So anyway, what happened was they send a communication to the embassy.
Right.
It involves IDs and pictures.
Yeah.
Everything. So the Marines escort the diplomatic representative that has to go handle the situation. They look at the IDs.
Right.
And literally, it's like, if there's any, like, say your girlfriend, everything, was on there... They'd be literally like taking off blouses, fighting each other in the freaking embassy, punching each other out to who got to go. Because, the Marine that walks in the room says, "Excuse me, I've got this. Ma'am, I'm a United States Marine. I'm here to take you home."
Pussy, like you wouldn't believe. Yeah, them panties going to drop after that. That flag going to raise and them panties going to drop.
The holes of my tongue.
But the girl, so the trip was good. You had a good trip.
Right. It was all right. It was
and you got closer to your Jewish roots, did you?
No.
See? That's why you had to break up with that girl. Jeez.
No, I mean
that
no,
girl
no,
was coming
no,
between
no,
you and your Lord.
No, it wasn't. Well, I mean, my Lord is my Lord, of course. But I think no,
he's
I mean,
your shepherd. You ain't been nowhere in a while.
I don't know, but I think I don't know. You if you are there, and I'm telling you, like even if you have a very basic, not that deep liberal shit from an American perspective, and you go to Israel,
yeah.
You would be uncomfortable with how they handle things.
Yeah. Oh, I'm sure. Yes.
That's all I'm saying. So I went and I know, you know.
What made you uncomfortable though? What was the, you saw people without the same, what made you uncomfortable?
No, it's just the way they handle shit.
How did they handle it?
It's an apartheid state, dude. You drive into the West Bank and you get a bus from East Jerusalem and it is circled by a wall,
yep,
and a fence, and yep, people who've lived there for generations don't have freedom of movement. So and every year at our holidays, we say, you know, next year in Jerusalem, and yep, now in the first time in our history, like, we can just do that.
That's
and
to people, keep the zombies can't, out, right? Though, right? Ain't that to keep the zombies out? I saw that coming. Brad Pitt movie. Ain't that to keep out the nation of Z?
The Z.
Thank you, Dante. That ain't nothing to do with no goddamn religion. It's zombies on the other side of that wall, man. They climb up on the thing. You ain't seen the fucking movie? You don't know nothing about politics, brother. I'm sorry.
Yeah, exactly.
Sorry to break your heart. You don't know nothing about no damn international.
You should have warned me. My Jeep looks the way it is, right?
You should have warned him.
They behind the wall singing too loud and the zombies hear him?
I didn't know Sherrod was going to go so high level. You can't ambush me like that. Stop it.
Sherrod,
are you on that zombie kush again? Is that what's happening?
No, it's definitely separated. It's separated shit over there.
No, it's separated.
But America's separated too. You might not have the walls. But you know Bed-Stuy from fucking
redlining.
Yeah, we just as fucking segregated as anywhere else.
But they don't pretend there.
But they also have conscription.
That's what it is, because we good fakers here.
That's right.
But I'd rather it be in your face like that. I'd rather keep it 100.
I don't know.
That's how I want to see it.
Stick you in Gaza for a year. You're talking about 100. I can't get medicine.
I'll drop an album in 2 months.
They just dropped white phosphorus on me. But I like that they're keeping it 100.
I would just say, why does it have to be white? I would just make a joke about it and die.
Why got to be that white phosphorus?
That's actually a kind of funny bit. The Hamas hack comic. Chosen people. They don't have any coordination. So they look like they have rickets.
Yeah, but when that comedian bombs, everybody dies.
Why they dropping phosphorus on them? Let's not pretend like people don't deserve shit dropped on them at times. I mean, let's not act like that. Sometimes motherfuckers deserve some shit. Dante, back me up.
Like, who are we talking about?
Yeah, I don't know. North Korea, nigga?
Yeah, well,
I don't know. ISIS?
I don't know.
Al Jazeera? I don't know.
Yeah, so I go on Al Jazeera.
Shut the fuck up. Yeah, they never called me back about that correspondence position. And I never let it go.
Saddam Hussein, this month, the 15th year anniversary of the Iraq war.
We drop shit on people, man.
Yeah.
So let's not pretend like people don't deserve shit dropped on them.
Yeah.
It's not usually
so
great.
So why are they dropping phosphorus?
Well, let me tell you, there's a distinction between deserve and should, right?
Okay, let's hear it.
If you're going to tell me deserve, I would say almost everybody in the world deserves some white phosphorus.
That's what I say.
There's a lot of underperformance.
That's why I was
whether you should do it is a different question.
Now, why are they doing it?
I mean, why?
Music too loud?
Why are they doing it? Yes.
Food too spicy?
Yeah, Hamas.
That's a harsh.
It's got to be something violent, right?
There's too many house parties in Gaza.
I'm sure somebody's shooting rockets off.
Turn the buju button down. Why are you keep saying the vibes cartel, we can't sleep.
All day buju.
No, I mean, honestly, I mean, the thing is that the situation now, like, look, of course, there's been terrorism. Hamas has killed innocent people. There's no question about it. But actually, right now, I mean, Hamas actually has Gaza cool.
Okay.
Because of their own self-interest. So I think the reality we have to just...
So you know, which Gaza is going to be today? It's going to be huggy-huggy Gaza? With Hamas is hugging everybody?
Hamas.
But you said sometimes Hamas do good stuff. Sometimes Hamas do bad stuff. It's if you kill on Tuesday, I'm going to say you'll kill on Wednesday.
It's just the responsibility.
You'll kill on Wednesday.
Nah, it's the responsibility of power. They're in power now, so now they don't
control
wanna,
themselves.
And they don't want to be fucked with in the same way. They don't want to have their distribution disrupted. And on Israel, it's not just pure security. Israel's got a whole political infrastructure built on maintaining and catering to those constituencies. Because if you build a whole bunch of new settlements, you got a whole bunch of new voters to cater to and mouths to feed. And, you know, this dude, Ehud Olmert was the last... You know, he did a lot of terrible shit, but he put something on the table, and nothing's been put on the table since 2009. And, you know, Netanyahu's not into that. Netanyahu's he's a South African-style leader.
Yeah.
Don't try to bring blacks into this nonsense. Don't you go bring Bishop Tutu.
Bishop Tutu.
Don't drag Tutu into this shit.
Don't
you bring Tutu into this.
You know what I love? I do love with that conversation. You get random emails from Jewish relatives who know nothing about nothing, and they're just like, there was a black high school student who said, this is not like South Africa. Read this email.
Trying to drag black fucking uprising into this nonsense. Black people getting mistreated in Israel too.
Oh, well, they're getting of course. How are they not going to? Let's talk about that.
That's the new...
They have the Palestinians.
Nelson Mandela said South Africa's not really free till Palestine is free.
Who's that?
Nelson Mandela.
Never heard of him. Does he play for the Philadelphia 76ers? Because they got a good team this year.
No.
Because they got a good team.
No, he's a dance hall artist.
Right, yeah.
He's on the dance hall team.
He's there with Stone Love Crew. Stone Love Crew, yeah.
Mandela, Gully.
Oh, man. But listen, okay, it's a lot of shit going on in the Middle East.
Yeah.
It's a lot of bad guys, like guys.
Of course.
Yeah. I don't think it's just so black and white that you Hamas is right.
No. I didn't.
That's what your t-shirt says.
You know, my t-shirt does say that, but I go on Israeli TV too, so shut the fuck up.
Okay.
I'm a half radical, half diplomat, but I could see you got some Jewish bookers.
Who, me?
Yeah.
Sean's like, well, not everybody.
I start off the show by saying my partner who does the show with me, Kurt Metzger, is dancing for a different set of Jews in LA right now.
Well, now I'm offended.
Well, you should be. The name of the show is Race Wars. Like, if you ain't offended, what the fuck you doing? I'm doing my job wrong. But yeah, we go
making
after Jews.
Jokes is what I'm doing.
We go after the black man was the original Jew.
Falash.
Oh, I see.
That's like with the original man.
Falash.
I mean, we were the first Marines.
I remember one time I walked
back me up. Involuntary.
That's they hit the beaches.
Yeah, that's right.
I walked by some black Israelites.
We stormed the beaches of South Carolina. We have one question for all you. I'm going to listen to a podcast to get me some sleep, people. Are you struggling to get some shut eye? I know you're struggling. If your answer is yes, you're in luck. Because we have one great tip to help you knock out more easy, and it's Mattress Firm. That's Mattress Firm, your neighborhood mattress store. Let your budget stretch further when you're looking for ways to improve your sleep. Oh, they're much more than just mattress experts. They have the whole package that help you transform your mattress into a bed from an adjustable bases, sheets, headboards, and bedroom decor. I mean, they really got you covered, literally and figuratively. Go to mattressfirm.com/podcast to see what deals they have happening right now. That's mattressfirm.com/podcast. And tell them Sherrod sent you. Or don't tell them. Do what you want, but go get a mattress. Stop sleeping on the floor, you fucking animal.
Did you really storm it, though?
The storm came down on us.
I was going to say. I was like, you know, you know, I walked by a couple of black Israelites with this black girl I was dating once.
That was one of the funniest. It was in a Times Square?
My brother.
No, it was close to Columbus. I used to love those guys. You know what was so amazing though is that they didn't.
They're friends of the show, by the way. We had a Ron Long here.
They didn't say anything. It was almost like it was such a perfect distillation of the poison they were talking about that it took their words away. They're like, the white man, blah, blah, blah. And then they saw it and they were just like, the devil has revealed himself with our woman.
Oh,
we
man.
We can't say anything. And their veins were popping.
They wanted to cut your white throat.
I didn't realize how much devil I had in me and so how entertained I was.
They'll remind you. They're there to remind you.
I was like, I'm sorry guys, I don't have time to listen. I have to go have sex with one of your women.
Be right back.
Oh, that awful sister, she should have been ashamed of herself.
That's what I told her later.
Running. Oh, with that white man jism on her face. That's the story of our people. It's just yesterday, today.
That was the dirty talk. You should be ashamed of your blackness, sister.
Meanwhile,
we were in bathing in linen.
We need to discuss some white man devilry that's going on right now.
Yeah, there's a lot of it. Here's
one that's been ticking me off. Not ticking me off. I've been talking about it on stage a little.
What's that?
Goddamn Toys R Us.
Oh, yeah.
Toys R Us.
Closing down.
Toys R Us.
Wait, it's done?
Toys are the fuck.
Chapter 11.
Us. First of all, going out of business, bye.
Yeah.
Go out of business. Because first of all, Toys R Us, who's the us? Because somebody needs to tell the us that the we's couldn't afford your fucking toys.
No, that's shit. It.
They always hustled us, Toys R Us.
Yeah.
I mean, I grew up on Toys R Us, man. I'm a Toys R Us kid, motherfucker.
Yeah.
I like a giraffe, motherfucker. Okay? But these motherfuckers knew every Christmas they had you.
Yeah.
So they're going to put the prices wherever the fuck they wanted to put them.
Yeah.
It was a monopoly.
And it's like expensive toy companies, toy stores were already going out of business. Look at FAO Sports.
Yeah.
KB. Remember KB?
KB Toy Store. But FAO was the most, nigga, who didn't know the dancing on the piano?
Yeah.
And FAO on the movie Big. Boop, doo, doo, doo. You could not live in New York City and not take your kid to FAO Sports.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay, so now Toys R Us trying to say, I feel Toys ain't working out like this.
Right.
They closing. We gonna take over where they left off and put our prices where you can't afford them.
Right.
And you go in there with your kid and your kid's like this, I want this. And you look at this shit, it's like, you better.
You piece of shit.
You better pick something else.
Yeah.
You piece
because I'm not mortgaging my house so you can have some shit you gonna play with for a month.
You better get what some. What do you mean you don't have layaway? What the hell are you talking about?
And Toys R Us knew. They knew they were bilking us at Christmas, nigga.
Yep.
And this shit that's made in China in the first place.
Yep. Right.
It's like, why am I still paying American working prices when you ain't got no American workers?
Capitalism.
This shit ain't going for healthcare. Where's the healthcare for your employees? You ain't got it. These kids are fucking 12 years old making your toys in China.
Yep.
Eat a dick. You going out of business? Bye.
Yep.
And now your CEO, your CE motherfucking O, this nigga getting $14 million to take the company down?
Yeah.
Nick,
that's how it works.
Nigga,
that's it. That's how it works.
Nigga,
that's how it works.
That's not even white privilege.
No.
White.
No.
And y'all looking at me like,
that's
we ain't got that kind of fucking privilege.
Yeah. Yeah,
that ain't white privilege. This is a whole bunch of different corporate evil
fucking. It's not, 14. It's not.
Let me tell you something. Let me just get this. I got to get it out.
Get it out.
Makes me
preach.
It infuriates me. Niggas, because I like Toys R Us. I'm a Toys R Us kid.
Giraffes.
I repeat, I'm a Toys R Us kid.
You know Jeff.
So this motherfucker led the business down. $14 million on the way out for a bonus? Do you get a bonus?
Yep.
Listen, we all learned business in America the same fucking way. All of us.
Sure.
As a child, lemonade stand. Right? Who ain't have a fucking lemonade stand? That's how we learn business.
A vegetable
You
stand.
Open your lemonade stand.
You're a vegetable
You open
a vegetable
it up.
Stand. Wow.
You run it. You make money. You keep the money.
That's right.
If your lemonade stand go out of business,
you lose money.
What you left with?
Nothing.
Lemons.
I grew up understanding how you this country
lemons.
Works. I sold nothing, and I asked my parents for $50.
You're left with
That's
fucking
how it works.
Lemons.
If your business don't work, you
so
don't
So I'm
get
saying
money.
This. How did this motherfucker take a lemonade stand, turn it into lemons, and then made that lemon...
$14 million.
Yeah, but how did he not?
This nigga made lemonade. He made lemonade from not making lemonade.
Yeah, but this is
how is that business?
This is the same thing that has been going on since the beginning.
Toys R Us
going
out of business. Buy Toys R Us.
Yeah, it's the
goodbye.
It's the same story.
Go out of business. Go out of business. And then the founder just died today.
Yeah. Yep.
Yeah, I'm sure he probably killed himself. He's 94. He was like, please, somebody cut my throat, because these awful fucking children of mine who took over my fucking business killed it.
Ran it
before I died.
Jeffrey killed him.
The biggest company in the world at one point.
You're definitely more upset about this than the CEO.
Because I'm furious. Because you know why? Because all these employees found out, most of them on social media.
Well, of course.
That they lost their fucking job.
But that's how.
But we say of course, because that's why we have a problem too. We're the problem. Because we go like this. This is just regular shit. This shouldn't be regular shit.
But it's not regular
shit. This shouldn't be regular shit. Until it hits home for everybody's pockets, we won't be like, this is the kind of shit that should never happen.
No, it's regular shit.
Should never happen.
It's regular shit because it's the same thing that's been going on forever. It's changing the rules. It's taking...
Infuriates
me. It's creating this opposing situation, black and white opposing, when it's not that.
These niggas
is CEOs. It's rich and poor.
CEOs ain't
always rich and poor. But that's the point.
These dudes are just dudes who run up in abandoned buildings and snatch out piping.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But that's what they are. They snatching fucking copper pipes out of the building.
They don't even do that. They pay motherfuckers to snatch pipes.
They're not going
to
physically do it themselves,
but
that's
the right comparison to make, because the problem in this country is that people make comparisons like they think that their small business, which actually might operate under the rules of the market, as in like, I have a show, I have patrons. I have a product. I got to make a product that people find appealing, blah, blah, blah. That actually applies. That has nothing to do
with the corporations.
With how Fortune 500 companies operate. It has nothing to do with how Wall Street operates. It has nothing to do socialize
but here's the thing.
Gain, privatize the gain, you know, socialize the losses. That's how it works.
But here's
so
the
it's
thing.
Not that like we're part of the problem. We're just diagnosing reality.
No, we're part of the problem. Whenever you can take somebody and hit somebody in the head and you don't do it and you should do it, you part of the fucking problem.
Well, I voted for Bernie.
Period.
But you but then you're talking about the whole point. The biggest product is not toys.
Yes.
It's prisons. Mm-hmm. It's prisons. Yeah, it's locking people up. So you bang somebody in the head, you don't even have to do something wrong. To me, I'm 51 years old, never been arrested, but I haven't been arrested because I'm lucky or because I didn't do crime. Of course. Yeah. You know I did crime. The point is that
being here is a crime. Here's your probation.
Doctor, there's
here
some
right
guys in suits outside to talk to you.
There's the only reason why I'm not arrested is because the prisons are already packed.
Yeah.
And as they build
more. They build them more.
Right, when they build more,
number one lobbyist,
I still might get arrested.
The number one lobbyist on DC, in DC right now, are the fucking private prisons.
Yeah.
They got the most lobby
Pence,
money.
Pence lobbyists. Just, Pence
they
just,
they buy up property.
Yeah. Drug private companies. Farmers.
They getting free the government farm land.
Yeah. That's it. That's it.
They paid no taxes last year.
This is the okie doke from the very beginning.
That's
it's
my money.
That you take poor people, poor white people, poor black people, you pit them against each other,
yeah,
and then you pick their pocket while you... What's that?
And these dummies are too busy yelling at each other. Blacks and whites.
Yeah.
Yep.
Dumb as fuck. Just, they rammed each other's heads together and not even in their game. This pawns and not even part of the fucking game.
Not even part of the game.
Yeah.
Well, they're part of the game.
Yelling.
They are part of the game because we're the product.
But
the product is arresting people.
Yeah, but on that point, you said you voted for Bernie. Let me ask you this.
I just have to say, I get a little, as a Northeasterner, when I hear a Southerner be like, let me ask you this.
Yeah.
I'm like, okay.
But let me get real straight.
Well,
back for black man can vouch for him.
But let me, let me put this out there, though.
Let me ask you this. Yeah.
I don't want to grow up
in
a Toys R Us kid.
Exactly. Doesn't that sound like an establishment that everybody knows it?
That, what do you mean? Like it's a...
A monopoly.
Yeah. Huh?
Okay. What are we in the wake of? The biggest political shakeup in the history of our nation.
How
the person,
so?
The person that was guaranteed that everybody knew was going to win didn't. And look who we got.
Oh, I knew she wasn't going to win.
Anything.
Shit.
But at the same
time. I'm so glad I said the whole 2 years on Race Wars, it ain't no way.
Yeah.
Ain't no way.
I was on a panel.
He's just not the one.
On HuffPost or some shit.
But yeah. Right.
And it was during the Republican primary, and I said, look, like, I don't know about the general. You call it the general. That's cool. But cool. I said, you said Trump would win the general. But in the primary, I was like, Donald Trump's going to win the Republican primary.
Right.
No question.
No question.
And these people are all like, no, but he said racist stuff. I was like, right, that's why he's going to win. So, no, but I think at the end of the day, I think Trump fits into a pattern, though, that Sherrod is talking about. Because it's like, superficially, we could say, oh, he says all this shit, and he's provocative, and he's new. But at the end of the day, there's nothing that he's doing in office that no other Republican leader wouldn't
do.
He's distributing money to the rich.
True.
He's pushing all sorts of things that damage workers, the environment, giveaways to corporations, fucking up the Iran deal. So the only difference between him and Paul Ryan is
that Iran deal wasn't the best deal.
That was a good deal.
That wasn't the best deal.
No.
Oh, you guys are
some holes in it.
You guys are the you guys.
Puff Daddy had a better deal with fucking
with Craig Mack.
That was a good deal. That was a good deal.
But
let me just say, that Trump does not. He's just more entertaining than a Paul Ryan, and he does overt racism instead of subtext. There's nothing that he represents.
Yeah, he's a New Yorker.
And that's fun, but he's not any. The only thing that might be revolutionary about him is that no other mainline political figure has as directly implied that they want to fuck their daughter.
True.
Besides that,
that's not true.
But
we have Obama.
But I will. But I will point something out.
Who?
I don't know if you ever saw Amy Carter, but Jimmy always referred to her as a nice little sweet peanut booty. Yeah, he said Amy got that sweet, sweet peanut booty. It wasn't appropriate, but he was right. She had a peanut booty.
Yeah, Obama's booty's
peanutty.
You know, I'm a little mature.
Why do you think
Georgia's the peach state.
Hit us. This is a quote from Lyndon B. Johnson. He goes, if you can convince the lowest white man he's better than the best colored man, he won't notice you're picking his pocket.
Yeah. Right.
He'll give him somebody to look down on and he'll empty his pockets for you.
Yeah, as long as they know my life may be bad, but at least I ain't no nigga.
Exactly.
That was the running fucking call in fucking a lot of elections.
Yeah.
Oh, now you. That was the name of my podcast.
That was the name of the podcast?
Yeah. Now you
gotta be able to say the name of it.
You keep saying it for me.
But on that point, though, Dante, I think that also a lot of people are not realizing what's going on with Trump and the political atmosphere of his cabinet, everything, and his team. Because one thing I think they fail to realize is that, you know, I don't think, I mean, if Trump was just a normal businessman, I think that he would have looked at Hillary being elected.
The rumor was that if he wouldn't have won the election, he would have supported Hillary.
Right. But the thing about it is, I think what he wants now is he still wants a woman president. You know, because I think that's the next step for this country.
No question.
But I guarantee you who the next woman president
is. You think it's going to be his daughter?
What? No.
Who?
Nikki Haley.
Nikki Haley.
No.
Well, that's the rumor that Nikki Haley's fucking him.
No. That's not happening. But look at the steps she's taking.
Oh, you're familiar. You know,
I'm from South Carolina.
Yeah, I like Nikki Haley. I like her more than I used to like her.
Why? Right. Mm. What's the like about Nikki
Because
Haley?
Because what she's been doing as far as like an ambassador, even the work she's been doing.
Like what?
She just sounds like somebody in the administration, out of this administration, who has their head on. Right.
Okay.
She don't say yes. She's not a yes person to him.
Exactly.
Okay. You like Indian girls. I got you.
Oh, Indian girls. Yeah.
Is that what you're trying to say?
Kind of like Indian girls too.
I think it depends on
the south.
Oh, she's definitely north.
Oh yeah, that's why. I like north.
Yeah, I know you like Punjabi.
Yeah, I like Punjabi.
All right, I understand.
Yeah, I do.
Okay, you understand.
Wait, what's that like? Should I not like them? Because you don't speak Muslim like your Jewish girlfriend.
Yeah, only Muslims. That's for me.
But look at the check. Look at the check.
Come on, I grew up in New York, so I fuck everybody.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Look at the checklist.
The F train. I took the F train. So if you rode the F, nigga, I'm fucking. And we got everybody.
That really
still yellow.
That's what the F stands for.
The
right?
A to C, the F, you on that.
How many dates did you miss because of that?
How many dates?
That F train stalls all the time.
No, but if you owned it with the girls.
That's when you get the holler at them.
Because this place is so many ethnicities in New York City. I went to high school here.
Right.
So I started banging Asian girls when I was in high school when niggas don't started to. Because you get to mix it in New York. We mixed it in.
One of you turban bitches is going to be UN ambassador. I respect that.
It needs to be hard to bring an Asian girl to a black neighborhood. You think, but nigga, try to bring.
It's anything. It was the most,
they call you more things than.
Yeah, sure.
Really?
What?
Why?
People always think blacks are the only ones fucking discriminating against other people.
No, blacks are
trying to bring a different color girl into your neighborhood as a little boy.
Yeah.
12. As a 12-year-old. I got a girlfriend, guys. Get that chink iron bitch up. It's like, goddamn, nigga, I can't even walk in front of the barbershop. Yes.
What do they say at the barbershop?
Get that chink iron.
Oh, okay. I was hoping there was something.
Some niggas have flashbacks to Nam.
That's about then, right? They were getting barbers.
Diddy Bow!
Black people can be some of the most racist. What are you nuts?
I know. Are you kidding me?
Some of the most racist. All right, get back.
Wait, why are you going? You go West Indian?
It's like your cousin said, the most racist person in the world is that old black man.
Because he been through real racism.
Exactly.
Yeah. Not that I can't get a cab shit. He was the cab.
Exactly.
A white man just jumped on his back. Main Street, nigga. Main Street.
Yeah, I don't know. There's copyright. Some, there's some old white people out there that could give a run for their money.
No, yeah. I mean.
Yeah. But given that, the Ku Klux Klan is my favorite hate group.
Let's go. Let's hear it out.
I love the Ku Klux Klan.
There's another interesting thing to hear in that accent.
Yeah.
We're going to have that on loop. Let me tell you. It's going to be on loop when we twist for that.
I love the Ku Klux Klan because all these other hate groups, you don't know, you know, they can just throw the side down and disappear. They can blend in.
Right.
Ku Klux Klan's got big white or red or whatever sheets they're wearing.
Depends on what degree they are.
Exactly.
Yeah. Like a karate belt.
What holiday, whatever. But anyway, but they got a little
like the Gracies.
all yellows and shit.
They call it a cross, but they got a little target right over their heart.
Yeah.
Right? Everything. What I don't understand is the moment the Ku Klux Klan came around was all the blacks that went through the Marine Corps didn't start teaching marksmanship.
Yeah.
Because black people are the most fucking shockingly forgiving people on the planet.
That's true. Plus,
If I was black, I would be an ISIS.
See what I'm saying? Because you don't get the loving powers. You don't understand accepting loving
powers. I get it. You never heard of
it's hard to be evil when you're listening to a Negro spiritual.
Yeah, that's true. I would have turned off all the Lordy Lordy music and got to a cave with Bin Laden.
Yeah. Plus, it's hard to be evil when you're raised by the most loving womanly woman on the planet.
Oh yeah.
No woman's more loving and nurturing. That's why white people hire black women to raise their babies.
Yep.
Nobody's more nurturing than that.
Yep.
And that's what raised us.
Yeah.
And that's what makes the difference.
Yep.
That's why we ain't fucking animals.
First hand to ever spank
race horse.
That's intense. race healing.
First hand to ever beat me was a black hand.
Yeah, and you deserved it too, didn't you?
The nurse.
What did you do?
And you paid for it.
What? And I took her house. Yeah. She was ran out of town.
Yeah. It was like, the nurse and the lady who took care of me.
Yep.
That is hilarious. Now, where, Dick, do you grow up where?
Darlington, South Carolina.
Darlington.
The only thing that puts it on the map at all. It has the second largest NASCAR track in the system.
Yeah, dude. Yeah, we like turning left. We like turning left. We like turning left. Nobody else?
No. That's what they do, though, right?
Yeah, they turn left.
But there is a very scientific process to it, because if you go into the infield of a NASCAR track like Darlington,
yeah,
if you go on the
first
outside,
of all, it's the most riveting place. Have you ever been to like a live NASCAR race?
No.
God.
It's the most riveting. The shit shakes your whole soul, man. Yeah. I love it. Go ahead.
Is it as riveting as a clown
every
route?
Second, like, they're going to die now. No. They're going to die now. No.
Yeah.
But anyway, but in the infield, though, the center of the track,
yeah,
everything, I understand how Dante wrote, Inferno. Yeah. Because
Dante, you wrote Inferno.
I did write that.
Yeah, congratulations, man.
Thanks, man.
Good for because you. You're my more
you get closer to
man.
The center, the actual center.
The center, it's, like yeah, Inferno, like Dante.
It's a circle of hell. I mean, like on the third day of the big race,
right?
Everything you see shit in that infield. They're like, wow, what?
I read a book about like the beginning of Formula One a long time ago, and it was insane. Because also it was like before it was set up, it was just like people in the crowd were getting run over.
Yeah,
it's insane.
Yeah, plus it was. It was innovative too. It was cool. People don't really speak about how much fucking innovation came from fucking NASCAR.
Automotively.
It's unbelievable. Sure. But from tires to fucking transmissions.
Sure. But every innovation that's come out of NASCAR, they don't do, that's cheating.
Yeah, that's cheating.
Yeah.
Most of it,
King Richard with STP. Yes. Oh, look at half the shit that's on the cars today. He did that.
That's all cheating.
He has no patents, no anything, but half the shit that makes cars lighter today, he did that for a fucking NASCAR race to cheat to win.
He don't own the patents?
No. Because they would fine him. They blackballed him.
Because it was cheating.
That he goes, wouldn't run the race.
Right. Why wouldn't he get
back to the Toys and Us conversation?
Damn.
Capitalism, Sharad.
Yeah, exactly. God almighty. So who's making all that money now? Goodyear? Goodyear's making that fucking money.
Yeah, Goodyear's making the money, and you have a crush on Nikki Haley, and this is why we lose.
No, not a crush. We used to fuck. Don't confuse my words. Crush. What is this, Little House on the Prairie? What am I, Laura Ingalls Wilder, nigga? I'm getting it in. I ain't got no promise ring on, nigga. I'm Ben's Backs. Hello.
That's the name of my next podcast.
I'm Ben's Backs.
Every single thing you just said.
I'm just naming my own podcast.
I'm
Ben's Backs, nigga.
No, isn't.
Nikki Haley would definitely get smushed.
No, Nikki Haley's.
She got a sweet smush. Yeah, you never dated an Indian girl in your life?
Yeah, I've dated several.
Okay, there you go. It's your hatred for them.
That's
what
right.
they do to you. They broke up bad. They never introduced you to their parents.
No, I've been one. I had one girl I was with for like 3 years in college.
Never been a parent.
I spoke to her mother on the phone one time.
Yeah. No, because they don't take you seriously.
She was just like, it's not that I'm. You are a good man. I know this. I trust my daughter.
Yes.
But it's a culture thing.
Yeah, it's a culture
and
thing.
That's why we will never
She only want to meet the husband. Yeah. And you ain't marrying her daughter, so she don't want to meet you.
Oh, yeah.
That's it.
Yeah, that's it.
And that's the hatred he had for Nikki Haley. And he's trying to project that on me.
That's why I don't want a useless war with Iran, because of that woman's mother. Get the fuck out of here.
You hate Nikki Haley and Indian girls.
No, I like Indian girls. Well, I'm not a fan of Nikki
Indian
Haley.
Indian people hate each other inwardly.
Based on their last name, it
tells you what culture they're in. And if you're, so if some of them are the clerics and some of them the Sikhs or the warriors and some of the royal family, and they hate each other in the context of that too. So,
you know what I like? The good.
Well, then, you know what? The English did a trick on them. Yeah, but I'll say it again. I'll say it once again. The white man is the devil. You know what the English white man did in India? In dark, dark India.
Dark, dark India.
That's what they call it. Dark, dark India.
Wouldn't it be cool if the British guys actually did? They were just like,
that's what they referred to.
Let's go to dark, dark India.
Whenever they call Africa the dark continent, and they call India dark India. Dark. Just the wives go like this. I want to go there. And they go over there and fuck all the native girls. Right. Yeah, because the white man's the devil.
Go over there and fuck all the native girls, and the white man's the devil is another fucking podcast.
That is another podcast.
That's my favorite rock band in high school.
Have you guys ever been to Africa?
No, I want to go to Africa, though. I have never been.
Never been to the continent.
But I do have plans to go. I actually was going to go to South Africa to do shows. But then I said, ain't going to play Sun City. Ain't going to play. I got to say, nah, 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 yeah, yeah, yeah.
And all the African National Congress people are like, what the fuck is your problem?
Like, what is
we ran on this place for 20 years.
Ain't why are you playing Sun City? Yeah. I'm going to do that right now.
The movie I was on the plane was 12 years
ago. Sherrod's a real black Republican. He's like, I'm not playing South Africa. It's back in white hands.
That's right. I ain't gonna go down there as they run that country like BET.